an invisible chain of sound once more circles the planet.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started.
Come on, come all, welcome to the world's greatest entertainment since the fall of Rome. Life, death, victims, voyeurs, the best of society, the lowest of plebeians. And to keep it all extremely interesting, today's patrons can very easily be tomorrow's entertainment. All compliments of the ultimate showman fate. All that's missing is the Colosseum!
Into the abyss as your mind wanders if you should take one more step further into that night. Well, your mind says you won't, but your heart says you might. Would you fall through the dark? Try to take a step, but then the mind keeps stalling. Can a single question just go on forever? As a single thought goes on, it's now or never. Stare into the dark as the abyss keeps calling. Try to take a step, but then the mind keeps stalling. Can a single question just go on forever? As a single thought goes on, it's now or never. Never really took much, never really had to. Only had a small crush, problem was that it grew. Never really took much, never really had to. Only had a small crush, problem was that it grew. Be who you are, what you were, what they see from eternity's view. Tell me which one is me, can you? Be who you are, what you were, what they see from eternity's view. Tight.
for you.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra's first attempt at a non-holiday album was 2009's Night Castle. A double CD set, like previous releases from their catalog, portrays one cohesive story. We pick up about 5 minutes into the 11-minute Epiphany from disc number two. The man that gave Meatloaf something intelligent to sing, Jim Steinman, from his one and only solo album, Bad for Good, from 1981, and the original Rock and Roll Dreams Come Through. An interesting side note, it wasn't Steinman singing. That honor went to Canadian Rory Dodd. He's also credited with backing vocals for many Meatloaf songs, and he's the second vocal on Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, which was another Steinman composition. Now, there's something about the Moody Blues albums of the early 70s, they being all cohesive concept records, that made it difficult to lift one song off for a single, but Story in Your Eyes from 1971's Every Good Boy Deserves Favor proved to be the exception, when in album format the song seamlessly mixes from the previous cut, Procession. The entire album relies heavily on the Mellotron. Another song lifted from a conceptual album release was Friend is a Friend from 1989's Iron Man, a Musical by Pete Townsend of The Who. The album also features Roger Daltrey, Nina Simone, and John Lee Hooker, and inspired a London stage version in 1993, and a very loosely based film, the animated Iron Giant, in 1999.
So
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Journey in your head, master of illusion, yeah. sometimes never seem to last. Close your eyes and let the thought pass. I tried to capsule and I tried to smoke. I tried to escape. Never seem to last. Close your eyes and let the thought. Close your eyes and let it
up because it's tiny in your room now. And then Mr. Lewis. Isn't it time that he was out on his own? Over the garden wall, two little lovebirds cuckoo to you. Keep them going, they sharp. I know.
I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Pale things on this tracks, face facts, fade to black in the black field. She wants to stay and talk all day. So
Theater's latest, The Astonishing, released just last month, is their 13th studio LP, but only the second to tell one cohesive story. And in this case, the story is the much overused music in a dystopian society theme. Overlook the story and zero in on the music, and you won't be disappointed. We heard the title cut, Astonishing. From their best-selling LP comes the biggest hit for the band Queensryche, the album Empire, the song Silent Lucidity from 1991. It was nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Song 1992. If you haven't already noticed, there's a theme going on this week, and that is progressive rock bands. And in 1987, an exceptionally good one was born in England called The Porcupine Tree. Fronted by Steven Wilson, it emulated his inspirations, that being the prog psych bands of the UK from the 70s, and there were quite a few. Fast forward to 2002 and what I consider their best LP, In Absentia, and the cut, Prodigal. The record did quite well in sales, being compared to King Crimson at their best. One of those Brit prog bands Steve Wilson was probably listening to was Genesis. After members came and went regularly in the early years, the lineup stabilized for a few releases, giving us 1973's Selling England by the Pound and, as close as they could come to a hit record, I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe. A Steve Wilson side project that put more emphasis into a progressive pop sound, pausing the prog metal Porcupine Tree material, was Blackfield. We heard the eponymous cut from 2004. We're closing out the garage with two bands that at some point were a bit similar, but would grow apart as one of them added members. As of 1975, Jethro Tull's ninth LP, Too Old to Rock and Roll, Too Young to Die, and Journey's self-titled first could loosely be categorized as prog rock. Journey in 1977 would become a hook-laden, love song-driven top 40 band because of the inclusion of new lead singer Steve Perry, as the Tull would be all but irrelevant until 1987's Crest of the Nave LP. Here's an old band struggling to be relevant while a new one struggles to be commercially relevant despite playing the type of music they love.
The drinks on a Sunday, work on Monday, they throw away the blues, so I choose. Now they're two, oh, 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 the rock and roll, oh, oh, and they're too young to die, oh, yes, they're two. Oh, the rock and roll, oh.
Make a time before he takes his leave. On the A1 by Scotch Corner, just like it used to be. And as he flies, tears in his eyes, his winning words towards echo the final take. And he hits the trunk road till it arrives 120, with no room left to break. And he left to
thank you.
touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. I'm going to open up the sheet of stuff.